Hey, you.
Yes, you. I'm talking to you.
You know the ad copy I write?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm trying to make it seem real. So, hey, you. You faithful listeners out there. Do you want to help my podcast stay free to download? Well, then we need your help. And that way you won't have to hear me do all of the ads that I read so poorly. I mean,
don't give away the secret.
Well, I mean,
they think that you're not reading ad copy. They think you're just talking.
Well, I do go off the cuff sometimes when it's actually interesting, but otherwise Will writes it and it's shit.
Not all the time.
Well, it's not great.
Okay.
So, and it's hard.
Well, this is how they can help you.
Yeah, exactly. So, and like, help me help you. I mean, I can only assume you want that for me because I am the commercial horrible queen. That is what I am. I don't do well. Everyone tells me. But if you want to do me that favor, take a quick listener survey to help support my show. Your responses will help align the appropriate advertisers to my audience. And don't worry, the survey is short and completely anonymous. Oh, I'll take it like 100 times.
Yeah.
And takes no more than 5 minutes.
I think you can only take it once.
No, I'm not.
But look, if the people want to take it 100 times.
Yeah. Just make 100 new emails.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yep.
I don't even know how to make an email at all. But that's fun. But so if you just go to podcast, if you go to just go to www.podcastone.com/mysurvey or go to the www.podcastone.com and click on the survey banner. Oh, that's a lot of W's.
You don't
Holy
have to
heck.
Say the W's. Why do we say the W's still?
I don't know.
I mean, I wrote it. It's written in there.
It's a lot of
but
W's.
People know. You just say podcast1.com/mysurvey
or podcast1.com and click on the survey banner.
Yeah.
No more W's. We're X-ing out the W's. We're X-ing them.
Yeah. We're
going to use X.
You don't even need to write it in the bar.
Yeah, that's true. So if you filled a survey out in the past with the W's, I'm sorry, thank you, but we still need you to do it again for me because I hate doing these things. You're doing all of us a huge favor by filling it out. Thank you for supporting my show and taking the time to complete this survey. Now go do it, please.
Do you know what this is?
It's stimulating, mind expanding, the in thing. It's the hula hoop of the jet generation.
Podcast1.com presents celebs, pop culture, fashion.
No one gets to tell me not to curse.
Oh, and some of that, too. This is Brandy Glanville, unfiltered. Now, here's Brandy Glanville.
Today, Will, I have Patty Stanger coming in. She's an old friend. We've had Twitter wars. We've been in fights.
That's
we've
what you had. Said. So, you guys, water under the bridge.
We go way back. So, we've been in fights. We've had Love Fest. We shared a manager. I set her up with one of my best friends. So, I also dated. So, we're like connected.
Okay.
Yes. So, she's coming in. We're going to talk all things Patty. And she is a ball buster, but I really do like her.
Yeah,
and
she seems
I like
she's
somebody
got her shit together
who just says it like it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's her.
Okay.
So she's coming in. We're going to chat. She's over 50 and she looks like she's 30, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
You might have to date her.
Somebody
oh, no.
I told you earlier, somebody was busting my balls on Twitter about like talking about being single in your show. They're like, I can't believe you let Brandy talk about these things. I'm like, I chose to talk about these things, dummy.
By the way, you're the producer, and if you don't want it in, you can take it
Correct.
Out.
Correct. That's what people don't realize. Like,
you're the
I
boss.
Can edit the thing out, and people will not know.
Guys, I'm not in charge, so I can say whatever I want, and if he thinks it's inappropriate, he just doesn't have to put it on there.
It's true.
And there's usually a window separating us.
Yeah.
So it's not like I'm forcing you like not choking you and say, talk about divorce. But I do think it's healthy.
It is. No, it's easier for me to be open and honest about what I'm going through and what I'm doing because then the conversation doesn't have to be about like what I can and can't say.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm like, oh, no, I'm just doing this. You know, like,
yeah, well, we had a good weekend. Yeah. Like you did for a while. You did that for a while. I'm like, how was your weekend? Well, you know, we did.
When I was married or something.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was a little awkward.
Well, because I couldn't really remember.
Exactly.
Well,
I mean, that's why you're getting divorced.
Difficult time.
No, that's what I'm saying is you didn't want to go into, well, we're deciding whether we're staying together or not.
Yeah.
But now it's easier to put it out there.
I was very happy with the line that I came back with her. Well, I had two. And I say, like, I'm open about this one. So she said, your wife deserves better. I wish the best for her. And I said, Twitter deserves better than you, sweetheart. And somebody responded with like a gif of like Obama dropping the mic. And I was like, yeah.
Woo, woo.
Bye.
No, people on Twitter, like, they're so annoying.
Yeah.
Some of them are great and wonderful, and some of them are horrible. And even if they don't know you, they're just going to decide to hate you because you know me.
Right.
And for no other reason.
Not that many people. Only when somebody Facebook stalked me creepily because they hated you.
I know who that is.
And there was one other. Yeah. Wow. I had to block her because I was like, fuck. Like, she keeps sending me messages.
I have to. I'm like literally very close to getting
a restraining order.
I'm not joking.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, it's scary.
Yeah.
I know where she lives, though. I know her address. I know a lot about her now.
Okay.
So if she fucks with me,
I'm coming for you.
Shit's going down. Someone's coming to hem it, bitch.
Whoa. Outing her.
Yep.
I mean, you didn't give out the address, so it's okay.
I did not.
Nobody knows her last name.
Just saying. I'm back on Twitter, and I am fucking deadly as shit.
With a vengeance.
You have no idea. And I'm not sleeping because I am on steroids for an ear infection, so I'm super bitchy.
Okay.
So get ready for that.
Yeah.
What else? Just had my neck lasered, Forma, from Laserly. You should go in there.
You told me about Laserly.
But what should you... What could you do?
Nothing. Touch this perfect face? Why would I?
Oh, God. Now you've had sex with three girls, and all of a sudden,
perfect. No. I don't want to fuck with myself.
No, I don't.
I'm only 29 right now.
I'm saying preventative measures. I'm saying maybe like get
multivitamins and a healthy diet.
Yeah, maybe get a vitamin C facial.
Vitamin C facial?
Yeah, they put they use oxygen to like put it into your skin so it makes it like look plumper. And
how expensive is this?
Well, if you're my friend
and
you use my name.
Yes.
I'm sure you'll get a discount.
Get a discount.
Ask for Sharona and then tell her that I sent you.
Sharona.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect.
I think I'm saying her name right. It could be Sharoma.
Okay.
But she's really pretty. She owns a place, her and her mom. And it's a family-run business. And I really love when women like have their own thing going on and they're
awesome
single? Women. She is single.
Whoa.
Yeah. She is single, but I believe that she wants to marry a Persian man.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know if you're in the running. Well, I know her mom wants her to.
Well, I could be so cool that it's like, oh, breaking the mold.
Now you're just, this is out of hand.
Okay.
The ego is just on another level.
I do that on purpose because everyone's like, what is it like being single? And I'm like, I'm still awkward and weird and fucking nerdy.
It's fun. And it is whatever. It's a different experience for everyone. And you just have to do you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And let other people do you as well. And be okay with it.
And on that note.
Now, Patty, get in here. She looks great.
Brandy Glanville Unfiltered will be back in a minute.
My first years, are you looking for the perfect gift for a child? A newborn in your life, maybe? With My First Years, you can purchase baby clothing, baby toys, accessories, and more, all with the complimentary option to be personalized with any child's name on the item. If you are in need of the perfect gift for any child in your life, My First Years is your go-to for events such as birthdays, baby showers, and holidays. There are so many different wonderful options to choose from. You will find the perfect original gift any child will love and cherish throughout their entire life. Prince George, Prince Charlotte, and I'm guessing the next royal baby all have My First Years in their closet. And now for a limited time, get 10% off your first order using promo code BRANDY on their website at us.myfirstyears.com. My First Years at us.myfirstyears.com. Made with love, made originally, and made simple. Hey everybody, welcome to Brandy Glanville Unfiltered. I'm sitting here with my friend, Patty Stanger.
Hey.
Everyone knows, you look gorgeous, by
so
the way.
So do you. You look hot as a smoke. You're so smoking right
now. I like it. I'll take it.
Okay.
No, you have to first tell me, what are you doing? Because you are not aging, and I need to know this.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm in my 50s. Okay.
But you're not, I just got my neck lasered, and I'm telling you this.
I haven't done facelift yet. I really want it. I want that neck lift. I've been doing IPL like you. I had my eyes done a long time ago because one eye's bigger than the other and it looked weird on camera.
That's walking
in
my life.
And it's mostly injections. Like, I don't really do a lot of Botox because I don't have a lot of wrinkles. I have loss of fat in my face. So I'll get, like, Juvederm and stuff like that.
So just, like, basically injectables and lasers.
And then I eat no sugar. My whole thing is eating. So I don't eat any sugar. I don't eat gluten. I basically watch all my calories. I live on fruits, vegetables, and protein. And I don't do anything beyond that. Coconut water, drinks, and, hydration.
Do you drink alcohol?
No, I don't drink alcohol.
That's
anymore.
What it is. I really think
also, I'll drink my wine on occasion, like as a special event. But I'm not... I push more like health conscious. Like I live at Irwin. I got to say that Irwin is this local grocery store.
Is it Erwan or is it
Erwan? E R E W A.
It's out in
you have one in Calabasas.
Yeah.
So there's three of them. They're building another one in Santa Monica, and they're like three steps up from Whole Foods because they make their own food and there's four ingredients and everything. There's no byproducts. There's no paraffins. There's no added gluten in anything like
it
that.
Sounds
so
really
it's
horrific.
Really super healthy and it's delicious.
I don't know if I could do.
No green.
Like,
I do no green.
What about In-N-Out?
I can do it like on occasion, but I can't eat the bun because I'm gluten free because I get really bad headaches. So I have to be careful with my headaches. Yeah.
See, that's my one. I live in my car because of my commutes to school.
But you're like this big and you have a model's body.
No,
like,
it doesn't matter. It's still not healthy for the inside of me. And what you eat does show up on the outside.
And I also think that exercise, when I can get in, like spinning and I don't like yoga. I'm not a yoga person.
I don't, me either. I'm
but
too
I
hyper.
Like, Precore, and I like to watch my favorite. I'm a TV-holic, so that's my drug. So I sit and watch all my favorite shows, and then I have a Precore in the house. Or I'll spin at the gym at Equinox. But I think, look, I'm not, like, look like I'm 25.
You
I don't
really do, though.
Tits.
I mean, you look even better than I last time I saw you. It was, like, a couple years ago. I'm like, oh, my God, you look amazing.
And then bioidenticals when you're in menopause.
What
I
is
think
it?
It's a secret. As you get into menopause, you're in peri. But when you get into real menopause, it's bioidenticals.
What is that?
To keep your weight in balance. Hormone therapy to keep your weight in balance.
Is that, like, HGH?
No, HGH is another hormone thing, which actually I'm looking into.
I used to do it a long time ago.
It's to get rid of the night sweats. And, and your weight gain and your mood swings and all that stuff. So it's kind of puts you in balance. And then you do HGH. So you start HGH.
Well, I know. I did it when I broke my leg because somebody said, you know, I didn't
faster.
Have insurance and you're going to heal faster, which I don't even know if I did because how would I know? I've never broken my leg before.
Really?
Yeah. So, but what it did for me was give me acne and brown marks because it is, you're putting hormones.
You're putting your teenage years back in your body.
Into your body.
And that's
so,
when we all had acne.
Yeah. And it was, and I didn't even have it when
did
I was a teenager.
Did it make your hair grow thicker? It's supposed to make your hair grow
it's supposed
thicker.
To. I didn't notice that. I mean, I'm so like skin obsessed that I was so
but
upset.
Your skin
with,
looks good now.
Well, it's not. It's makeup. I just had that laser too, but I put makeup on for you guys. Well,
I think
that laser my
skin
closed drama.
Those pores up so fast. I do it every year right before we shoot because the makeup goes on better and I shave my face.
I do too. I have to.
Okay, shall we shave? Everybody in Hollywood shaves their face. Like
yes.
Anyone who does
over
camera,
30, right? I think, because you get that little blonde fuzz.
And nobody, you can't really tell. Only the makeup artist can tell because when they take pictures in the photo shoots and on the camera, we all like see fuzz.
Yeah.
So that's why.
And if you have short hair, girls, I'm just telling you, around your ear, you can always see it. If you're over 30, shave that blonde hair off. It really bothers me.
You want to pull those
get
little
those little
off.
Like I get the things at the 99 cent store that like they're little scrapers. I love the 99 cent store. It's like my crack. It's like
I
your
totally
Air One.
Believe that.
I love
I
it.
I totally believe that.
But I have my whole life. It's not like it's like even when I could spend $3,000 on a purse, which she gets very upset about. I still will go to the 99
And I think
store.
The other thing is meditation. I do TM twice a day. So meditation is the secret sauce because it relaxes your muscles and it makes you feel relaxed so that when you do smile, you don't look tense.
Right.
You don't look like you're trying too hard. You know, it just takes the edge off.
So really. You need to write all of this down for me. Because I need to know. Now, are you dating?
No, you know, I've been on the apps on again, off again. Not really. I just haven't met anyone that I really like. I've seen guys that, you know, some of them are so angry. Other ones have issues with their exes. Like,
others just want to
like,
fuck
I just
everyone.
And they all send me the dick pics and they all send me the shirts off. And I'm like, dude, you're 50 and you're sending me a dick pic? Seriously? And I haven't even met you. So I haven't met anyone yet. But, you know,
do they think that you're like catfishing them because they're like, there's no way that's actually you?
Oh, so this is a good story. Yeah. I have a good story. So there was this guy on an app and he was a showrunner for one of the major shows on the scripted side. And I was so excited to meet him because not only was he gorgeous and his kids gorgeous, he sent me pictures. We jived like no tomorrow on the phone. And he lived around the corner from me, geographically desirable.
God.
And he had a huge house and everything was perfect.
And was he tall? Because we know you have
6'2",
to have tall men.
Ripped. He
okay,
looked like
got it.
My ex-boyfriend and my showrunner made a baby. That's what it was. It was like a perfect guy.
Okay.
And he was a Gemini like me. So
oh,
super excited.
Two Geminis. Yeah. I'm surrounded by Geminis, so I get it. But
super
two together
excited,
is a lot.
So the next morning, he goes to Fred Silverman's company, and he's talking to one of the producers, and he takes out my picture because he's super excited. He doesn't know what I do. And he goes, look who I have a date with. And then the guy's like, oh, that's a scam. They're fishing for the show. That's Millionaire Matchmaker. And he called me. He was upset. He yelled at me. I'm like, dude.
He believed his friend.
I said, first of all, dude, I'm on the apps for me. Sean is a friend of mine who owns Tinder. Okay. Whitney's a friend of mine from Bumble. Like, I'm in the business. Okay. If I he's like, well, are you trying
you're,
to,
I'm
get,
still,
are
like,
you trying
well,
to
listen,
get me on
I'm
the
single.
Show? Are you like, trying to get me on the show? I go, I met my ex-boyfriend and Plenty of Fish. Like, why wouldn't I try to use an app like Ray or something? Like,
everyone's using them.
And I go, how dare, I go, I have a I go, you're a showrunner. I have a casting agency and we would never put a producer on the show anyway because we never want you to manipulate us. So what are you thinking? And we got into this huge fight and he wouldn't. And then he sort of apologized and he didn't apologize and we never got anywhere. And I was like, oh my. And then it kind of put a bad taste in my mouth.
But sometimes when I fight with someone, it turns me on and then I like them more.
Well, I kind of liked him a lot. But the problem was
There was
he didn't believe me. He goes, you could be an old man in, you know, in freaking, you know, the valley jerking off to me, trying to get me on the show. So you'll meet me out and then you'll try to sign me up. And I go, first of all, you can check me out. Here's where I live.
By the way, do you really think that you have to do that?
And people
you pictures and they want to be on TV. It's not like you have to go out and find them.
Because he had my checklist. I wanted to be with a guy who had kids and I had this like checklist, right? And I was so bummed out that it put me in a bad taste in my mouth. And then I was like, I didn't see anyone since. And it was like he was the guy, and I was too depressed.
But I think that, I don't know if you agree, but once you get your mindset on one person,
oh yeah, totally,
it's not a great idea.
It was just a long time till I hit somebody I liked.
Right.
I had an NFL player from the match. He's got a podcast. He's begging me to come in. He's an angry little person. So I was like,
that's gonna go well for you.
I'm like, dude, and he starts like investigating me and interrogating me, and I'm like, dude, you know, because they're all want me to become Patty Matchmaker Melter,
right,
where I'm going to do a Patty Melt on them. And I'm like, dude, I'm not like that. That's for camera. I'm alpha at work, but I'm beta in a relationship. I'm two different people. I'm Gemini.
Well, I mean,
and they don't get it.
Everyone's like, oh, when I got my guy on Tinder, mm-hmm, and Tinder, I don't say it, but everyone's like, oh, she's batshit crazy. You don't want to go out with her like cray cray. Like,
you're not like that at all.
I am on TV, and that's what people see.
But I've seen you in real life, and you're not like that. You're
normal. You know that, and I know that, and we know that.
You wanted love forever. You deserved it. You deserved to meet a great guy, and he worships you. You can see the pictures, and I can read your body language. So, you know, you might even get an engagement really soon. You heard it here.
Yeah. But the good thing is, I don't want to get married, neither does he, because we're both divorced. We both have two kids. No.
Okay, well, I just see something serious happening over the Christmas holidays, and then you'll bring me back. Sorry, that's what I do for a living.
Just put it out there, Patty. No, he's awesome, and we'll see where it goes. But
does he have kids too?
He has kids the exact same age, and that's part of the issue about living together, though, because when we're all together, it's a shit show. And then he turns into a kid.
Two boys?
He has a boy and a girl. I have two boys.
You have two boys.
And then it's like all these children, and I'm the mom, because he turns into a giant child. And I'm like, you guys, we're in a restaurant. And it's just like, and I feel like if we live together.
Like nine? How old are they now?
10 and 14.
10 and 14. Okay, well, they're getting up there. Like, soon, the 14-year-old is going to be able to drive soon.
Oh, God, don't say that. He's my baby.
Yeah, but he's going to be driving soon.
Oh, he's already 6'2". He just turned 14. He's going to be gigantic.
How tall is Eddie? Who cares?
He's like 6 feet, 6'1".
He's taller than you. Yeah, but your dad's tall, isn't he?
Yeah, I have a really tall family.
Yeah, your father's tall. So that's why. So it's in the genes, in the DNA.
Yeah, so.
We'll see.
I'm really happy where we are. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I know that. I know that. But I just feel like it's going to solidify a little bit more. It's baking right now. It's in the oven.
Just let's not use too much yeast.
The souffle is not going to drop. It's going to be fine.
I don't want to put too much into it to like where I set myself up
for
disappointment.
You were casually slipping him through the back door. You were not like making a moment out of this. I've seen you when you got crazy over a guy. Like, you know who. Don't mention names. So this was a good thing because he's equal to you. He's successful. He's got his own thing. He's not trying to be famous. This is a really good guy. Like, give it a shot.
I am. I'm definitely. I want to just take it at the pace.
And you look cute together.
Going. Thank you. He loves to post his pictures. Like, that's his. That's the one thing that drives me crazy about him. But
what sign is he?
What's his birthday? April 20th, April-ish.
Oh, so he's like on the cusp of Taurus and Aries. Maybe.
Is he?
I'm
a Scorpio.
You're a Scorpio. Oh, that's good for you, though.
Yeah.
A Taurus.
I'm more of the dude, masculine and like energy.
This is LA, of course. And every woman's the dude here.
Exactly.
In LA.
So I'm like you, when I'm in a relationship, I'm just in charge.
See, I'm not like that. I'm the opposite.
I am.
I let the guy be in charge because I'm exhausted from working all day long. So I'm like, you handle it. But the thing is, like, I'm better at the reservations and organizing the trips.
Yeah.
And I'm more detail-oriented. They're good at, like, this is what we're going to do.
Well, he does like the reservations and stuff. But then I'm like, this is where we're going and this is what we're doing. I'll plan it.
Give me your credit card.
Right. I don't ask for a credit card. But I think, you know, and he's so used to girls going after him for his money.
Yeah.
And he actually almost did your show at once. He told me, oh, my God.
I can't believe that.
I know. He's like, but then he got scared and he said that everyone was going to say they just wanted to date him for his money. I'm like, well.
No, we don't have that. Most of our girls, like pretty much 90% of the girls on the show, because we did a lot of Bachelor this season, is that they're looking for chemistry just the same as it. And I don't see girls phoning it in for money anymore. The gold digger days Those gold diggers don't come to me. They're like, no, nah, I'm not sexually attracted. I have a very famous rich person right now in the media, and he's not that good looking. And the girls are like, no, I don't really feel chemistry. So, and he's generous. He'll buy you diamonds on the first date. And so it's like, wow. I'm like, okay, he's super generous. He wants to take you to Europe for 2 weeks. And they're like, nope, I don't see it. So that's kind of weird. And so I get a lot of celebrities, and, you know, they're not all that to my girls.
Well, I mean, I think that right now, I don't know if you agree, but on all of these apps, all of my guy friends, and we have mutual guy friends, there's too much to pick from.
Well, I feel like the men are not presenting themselves well. The pictures are awful. They look like mugshots. They're not as pretty as the women. The women have a better composite from social media to LinkedIn. They have like this perfect little resume where the men are like, no.
Here's like a picture of a picture.
I can sit there for 1,000 people and go, no. Because it's like, you know, your first foot forward, you want me to look hot. Why the hell are you not hitting the gym? I was in Hawaii last week in Maui, and it was Kevin, you know, James, King of Queens, even though I love Kevin James. And the guys were like out of shape, eating badly, never hit the gym, and the women are looking like trophy wives. I mean, these are guys in their 50s. These are not young kids. And I was just like,
Why is it okay
for them to do that, but not for us?
You know why? Because there's so many women that are like, that we're single. We're in LA, and there's a lot more women that are ready to be in love and have that next chapter than there are men. So women, I think, especially my girlfriends of a certain age, are just locking it down because they're afraid that they're going to miss out on that second chapter in their life.
I totally agree with that. I think that, and they're afraid, like, you know, they're not going to have someone to take care of them in their old age financially. I agree with that.
Do you think, I mean, I feel like it's more about, like, just having a partner in life and maybe having kids and...
If they're over 45 and they've, like, that ship has sailed and they're not really going to go there, everybody's really looking for their best friend. Because at the end of the day, like, I'm not a red carpet rat. I can't go out 6 nights a week.
I love TV either.
I'm more of a homebody. And if you are the opposite energy of me, and I don't care how cute you are, it's just not going to work. You have to find the person that has the seeks its own water and the balance with you. Otherwise, it's never going to work. It doesn't matter who the hell you are.
I honestly couldn't agree with you more. I'm not that person that shows up to the like opening of an envelope, and those people, it used to drive me crazy. I'm like, I don't want to go. I have nothing to do with this, and I don't need to just go get my picture taken. Right. And if that's the only reason you want to be with me is to go to these things, then we shouldn't be together because I want to be watching Housewives of Atlanta.
Because we, like this season on Million Dollar Matchmaker, we had a lot of social media whores. One of them ended up in a relationship, this guy Peter, who is gay and ended up with his boyfriend from our show, and they're living together in Miami. But I said to him, we had a love lesson on the show, and I said to him, okay, I'm going to give you this, like, you know, tip. When you're talking to people, put your phone down, look up. And he wouldn't. And this girl comes over and he starts talking to him. And I'm like, and he's like, hi. Yeah. And he's like this the whole time on the phone. And it was because he was uploading pictures and he's looking at himself and he's taking selfies left and right.
That's
and
I'm something like, I see girls
I'm like,
doing.
How are you even having a relationship? So when I taught him to throw the phone away, focus in, do you really want love? I made him go to the end of his life where all he had was his pictures and nothing else. And he started crying. That's when he got love. People have
from
to
a guy because he was gay.
Yeah, but it didn't matter if he was gay or straight. The point was that social media is rooting the dating experience.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're so consumed with what they look like every 6 seconds and their video stories and all this stuff. They're not really participating on the date.
In my second book, I said, P.S., social media is ruining romance.
Oh, I remember that. You did say that. Because that was in the early stages.
Because it was.
Twitterville. Like, there's Twitterville, yeah.
There's no more mystery.
Right.
I know what everyone's doing at all times. And if they're not doing that, they're pretending to be doing something fabulous in Mykonos when they're sitting on their couch.
It's funny. My showrunner is one of my friends. And he said to me recently, he stopped posting pictures. And he's a really amazing photographer. And I said, why'd you stop? He goes, because it's like spying. Like, I want my personal life to be my personal
mystery.
Life. And then I thought, you know, and I really only put stuff up for me when it's like, I don't really do my
like
personal
work life. I'm not a housewife, more work
so
stuff.
It's more work. Like, I'm here. Hawaii, I did a lot of stuff because when I get, like, you know, an invite to Old Lahaina Lua, I want to promote them for people to come to Hawaii or my favorite restaurant there.
That's you know? I think
or
that's
your best
work,
friend.
Though.
You're
right.
Hanging with your best friend
that's,
or something like
that.
That
is, like, for work.
But not
and
five
for
photos
promotion.
A day.
Exactly. And that, I will say, my boyfriend kind of does that a little bit. Drives me a little nuts. But
he must live the way he looks.
But you know what? He wants to document his life. Mm-hmm. He also writes a journal every day, which I find is very sweet. Mm-hmm. He's very sentimental. I don't take pictures every day. I don't even FaceTime with my kids. That sounds horrible. But I don't – I like the phone conversation. I don't need the constant image. I'm not that person.
But you're exhausted. And you have to realize you're a single mom with two kids that's trying to fit dating in and working and making money to pay your bills when you had this horrible thing happen to you and you're trying to get back your life. So you're too tired to do that. People who have too much free time are doing this shit. They have too much free time.
I will say
everybody's doing everything for them.
It's crazy too though, because you don't actually know what these people are even about or what they look like. If you look at someone's social media...
Oh, my God, in person, you know what they look like. Nobody looks like it. Did you see the Kardashian thing? So Khloe was on the carpet somewhere, and she looked twice the size of what she looks. And I don't mind. I think Khloe's a beautiful girl.
She's gorgeous.
But what it was that the next day she posted a similar picture, and they had photoshopped it down. So I was at one of my ad sales events, and one of the ad sales people used to work on the east side with the Kardashians, and I said, do they have elves in the back that just post them as they're happening? He goes, yep. They have like four or five.
They have
a back,
personal photographers
that go
everywhere with them.
They do the photos. The photographer's their photographer. They give it to them. They upload it. So yesterday, someone on one of the bathing suit companies showed what they did, and they showed that she's fat and overweight in this bikini. The picture next to it, she just redid it on Adobe, and they're two. And she's like, nobody looks like this. This is all made up. I took my waist in. I lifted my boobs, and it's like we are believing that people look like this.
But
when they
people
really
are
don't
going
like
getting
that.
Ass implants and getting their it's like ribs taken
out. Or
what
about the injection
and
stuff?
And I'm just like, yeah. I mean, honestly, I have a friend that got her fat taken out of her stomach and put in her butt. It looks amazing, but it's not overdone. I'm like, oh, you look great. But in general, no one is born like that. No one. And my kids are now, I have two boys, thinking that, Mom, why don't you have a booty?
Oh, what are you talking about? So I got yelled at the whole season. I have a tiny little nothing, but I'm a boob girl. I came out with boobs. This is just who I am. Jewish girl. Jewish girls don't really, you know, I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of them that haven't, but we're not like bedunky dunk. And so men now are thinking boobs are hot, butts are hot. So Donna D'Errico from Baywatch was on her show this season, and she had this full-on plastic makeup.
I think
makeup
she goes to my kid's school.
Maybe, because she's in Calabasas. So she had a butt, and I said, oh, my God, how did you get that butt? That butt's amazing. She says, I had my fat put into my butt, and I couldn't sit down for a month because that's the procedure.
My girlfriend
you have to be,
said.
Like, on a stomach, and I was like, oh, my God. And I'm like, you know, sometimes these, like, I've had fat put in my face and it goes away. You suck it up. But I'm sitting here going, so now the standard of beauty has changed, which I don't fit the model, which makes you feel worse. Because if you're a booby girl, you're out, honey, because you can buy implants.
Like,
now.
Where's your boot? Right. Like, having exactly. my 10-year-old saying to me, where's your butt?
Where's your butt?
And I'm like, people, not everyone looks like that. Everyone's built differently. And I will never have a butt like that in my life. That's not how
you're not going to have Kim Kardashian. You're not going to have J-Lo. I mean, I think Courtney's the cutest out of all of them.
She looks amazing.
She's the most amazing one
honestly, on the earth. Like the transformation, if you see her from beginning to now, I don't know what she's done or what she's had done, but everything has worked.
No, because she does, she's very homeopathic. She's very organic. She does little as she goes. She's not excessive. Kylie, I understand. She was insecure. She didn't like her lips. She wanted to change it. Okay, she did her thing. She went a little, the boobs, the butt, the whole thing. But then you see, who's the other one?
Kendall.
Kendall's perfect. She came that way. And now she's putting injections in. I can tell in her face.
It's hard because we live in a society where we are looking at Instagram and we are saying, oh, look, I have a dent here or a wrinkle here or there. So let's
go and fill it up. No one's going to love me
if I do that. And that's a thing. You want somebody, and this is the beauty of who I have right now, and I didn't think it was possible. I have psoriasis. I have acne. I have all these things that I hate about my skin, and I have serious, like,
I have psoriasis
skin.
On my head a little bit.
I have it there. It jumped
kills,
to my face.
It was really bothering me.
It's just... You want someone, when you scrubbed your face and you have white marks, brown marks,
and
zits,
no makeup on.
No makeup to still
love
you.
With a t-shirt and a pair of shorts laying in the house watching Netflix, he loves you then.
Yep,
if
with
he
your
can't
hair extensions
you then,
in and two
then
nails.
The
exactly.
Guy.
So my whole thing is you want someone, and I didn't think it was possible to get, someone who loves you warts and all. Like, just, this is me. Take it or leave it, and that's why I was
happy
being single.
I think
because
he's not jaded in the media scene. He's not, like, he didn't grow up in this world of Hollywood, which is getting worse and worse by the minute. Like, when I was in Maui, nobody puts makeup on. They walk outside with flip-flops and a pair of shorts and a t-shirt. Everybody's relaxed. You see their faces. Their faces look beautiful. They're glowing because everyone's relaxed. Because the water and the sun and the energy.
It's
and
island it's, time. It's
like,
no one cares
like,
what time it is.
Mahalo.
There's no stress.
It's no stress, no muss. And you're eating what you want. We're eating fish all day long and where the boats are coming in. And I'm just like, oh, my God, I want to move here. Because All my worries went away. I didn't have any of my ailments. I get headaches. I have like a TMJ.
The minute
I came back, it all started happening.
It's
again.
Because
it's
all stress.
In Tension City.
But it's work. Yeah. But if you stayed in Hawaii for too long, you would go batshit crazy because you need to be busy.
But I want to have it as a place to go to when I want to refresh.
That's fine. But if you were there, you would go for too long. I have a feeling because you have to be busy, and that's a great thing. And I have to have that too.
I have to have something to do. But I'm slowing down. I have my show. And I've got this other show, Love Blows, which we let in at 10 o'clock on WeTV. So I have two shows right now. And I'm on one, and then I appeared on the other one, even though I'm executive producing the second one as well as the first one. But this is a full-on show that I created. And the point is like I said to myself, how many more things can I do? Like, you get to the point where it's like, how many things can you book done? How much time away from your family, like with the kids? It's like you get exhausted. And then you're like, I've had enough. How much money do I need at the end? Do I need to be Oprah rich? Do I need to be Kardashian rich? It would be great and nice. I'd like a private plane.
I just like to be Patty rich.
But it would just be like, so you don't want, you pretty much want to be rich so you can do what you want and not have to worry about money.
I think, like, just become, my kids always say, like, their dad dubs live in Hidden Hills by the Kardashians.
Right.
And when we go in, I drop them off. He's like, we look at these giant houses and my kids are like, who needs a house that big? What would you even do?
They're huge.
And I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, I would never see you. And then they're like, oh, we'd never have to see each other. Let's get a big house, like as a joke. But the truth is, I have a little 3-4-bedroom house.
What's wrong with that? That's plenty.
It's great. It's perfect. And, you know, we spend every evening together at the table and we're always around each other. We play basketball.
But that's
in the front.
You always wanted, that kind of house.
It's all,
like,
I'm
wanted
super
security.
Happy. I'm super happy. And the thought, even my boyfriend has a very giant house. When I go there, I just, like, I'm like, I don't need all this.
I've been to Beverly Park a million times with my clients, and they're like mausoleums. They're so cold. They're so massive. You know.
They're
you
not used.
And there's floors that you get. I got lost in one of my clients' houses. I'm like, I don't even know where the elevator. I can't get back upstairs. I'm texting, help, find me. I'm stuck in some room. And it was like being in a hotel. It literally was like being in a hotel.
But it's like, I like more intimate. I don't have my kids full time, so I only have them half the time. So when I have them, I want them like all around me all the time. The good, the bad, the ugly.
Right.
Even if they're fighting, screaming,
throwing shit.
Because
you miss them if you're not with them.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they're growing up before your eyes.
They really are.
Before you know, they're going to be out the door to college.
I know. That's why
you'll be an empty nester.
Oh, don't say that. That's what scares me.
Right. So the point I'm making is that, what do you need at the end of the day? Quality time. Yeah. How much upstaging each other? Like the housewives, they're each cupping up. Well, you know, you got a skinny girl. Now you're doing tipsy girl. Like, it's like, how much upstaging can we do where you can, you know, keep the trophy and the ball forever?
But that doesn't make you happy.
No, that's not going to make you happy. Because that's not real life.
No, and that's what I realized. Like, yes, that you can go tit for tat forever. And guess what? You realize at the end of it, you're exhausted and you have nothing. I mean, like, you have all of these things, material things, and they mean nothing at the end of the day.
It's not personal relationships.
There's nothing.
I know.
And
we had this season coming up in the next week and a half. We have Kelly on, Beth Simone from New York. And
she tells
a story how Bethany ruined her life on the show. And I said, you know, there's a rule in reality television that if you get it, give it. Okay? Expect them to massively edit any way they want. You are not in control of the show. So I said, do you really feel you would be represented wrong? And she goes, yeah. And I said, but then you blamed Bethany for taking away all your endorsement deals and all these things. And I said, no, Bethany didn't do it. You allowed her to. You were there first. You were the one with 2 hit books. You were the one that was married to Jill. You were the one that was like the biggest photographer's wife in the world. Like, why did you allow her to do that? Like, you allowed that. So I had to teach her that the priority is everybody's passing the buck.
But
in the blame
did Bethany game. Actually do that? No, Bethany took over.
Took a shot at her.
No, took over. Bethany did Bethany.
Right.
And Kelly took it personally.
And she was collateral damage.
Exactly. And that's not. Yeah. Listen, it's every man for themselves on these kind of shows.
Oh my God. There are no friends there.
It's not.
Nobody understands. No,
exactly.
No one's friends
it's
with anybody.
It's a competition.
It's right. And every year there's a scapegoat. And you were the best thing on Beverly Hills. You were the ringer. We loved to watch because we never knew what you were going to do. Eileen got upset with it. You know, it's simple Sally syrup. Somebody doesn't like it. The group gets together. We don't want that person back. Look, Daniel Staub is first coming back to New Jersey after all
Thank
those
God.
Years.
I'm excited.
And it's nice when they recycle. I like seeing the old timers. I wish Jill were back on Housewives of New York City.
You know, I really do, too. I love Jill. Yeah. And I think that she was great on there, and I recently saw her on Watch What Happens Live, and I was a little disappointed that she was agreeing. It was just like, I want Jill to be bitchy Jill and
she's
say it like it is.
That she's gonna,
she's
she
a little scared.
Because she feels like she was punished
right, for being herself.
But the thing that she made a mistake on is when Bethany and her were having the laka lunch, as I like to call it, Jill didn't want to apologize or even have a moment with Bethany on camera. She wanted to do it off camera, and Bethany didn't agree to that. And the truth is, the story took place on camera. So we have a rule in reality. If it takes place on camera, you got to finish it on camera.
Exactly.
You can't just take it off camera. They don't care about
and
your
what
feelings.
Happens
they don't
off
care
camera?
About your feelings.
And
this
what happens
a business.
Off camera didn't ever happen. Right. So it's, go ahead and try and prove that.
Right. This is a business. And at the end of the day, if you started something, you got to finish it. So that was her mistake. And now she learned. But no
it's
one
also
ever
her mistake
let her.
To go and tape record Andy and try to get. It's not ever good.
Well,
to,
she's afraid that she would be misquoted.
But I know.
Yeah.
But,
I don't believe in that. So.
I mean, I got mad at all of them too. I wrote horrible emails to everyone, which didn't do me any favors. But I was pissed at the way certain things went down, which I did do those things, mm-hmm. yes, but it wasn't shown why I did them. But that's
because they don't show the moment before the moment
right.
after. They
exactly.
only show the moment.
I knew that the whole time, and then I'm getting mad at it. Like, you get to a point where you're like, it's not fair, like a child, and you want to stomp your feet. But the truth is, it's fair. It's a platform you signed up for. Deal with it.
Right.
And but after years, you start to get like this chip on your shoulder. Like, wait, I want you know what Kyle's getting. I want her edit, or I want Lisa's
right.
edit,
or the and light,
or
the
anything
Lisa's light, her diva right. light. Oh my God! I called my showrunner.
Anything,
I
Oprah
said,
light.
I said whatever Lisa has, I want her light. My showrunner's like, no, because that's a tell. You don't need that. I'm like, no, I do need that. Everybody needs it when they're over a certain age.
No,
I
we
love
have
that
the,
light.
Wait, what do we have with the filters?
Yeah,
have,
and I look
so
at, like,
filters.
I was watching Jane Fonda on, you know, she's 80
gorgeous.
Fucking years
she looks
old.
Amazing.
She looks like my mother and her are very similar looking. My mom was blonde. You know, I was adopted. Didn't look like my mother. But she is on Frankie and Grace, and I'm sitting here looking at this woman, 80 years old. I want to look
body.
Like at 80. That body's insane. And the lighting and the way she puts her. I am in love with Jane Fonda.
She's amazing. I would have to agree with you. Yeah. Everything about her and the way she holds herself and her toughness.
Her plastic surgery
and she's
perfect,
just like, fuck it,
everything.
I don't care. And she's gorgeous
I
and she's strong.
Fucking love her.
And she's still feminine. Yeah. I love a strong woman that still can be very mm-hmm. feminine. And I think that, you know, we were talking about Yolanda earlier. Yolanda is that.
Mm-hmm.
She's very feminine, but she's strong as and she's been through so much. And I feel like if I could aspire, she was my one, besides Kim, true friend on the
right.
show. Like, the only real friendship I have now is with Yolanda and Kim.
Right.
I mean, they're two of them. And we all know that Kim is a little nutty, and sometimes it's a lot. But I love
her to
death.
She has a problem, and
yeah.
she's working on it.
Yeah,
so
every day she's getting. Yeah, no, every day she's.
Every day's a struggle.
Yeah,
it's one day at a time.
And she's been doing so well. Mm-hmm. But, like, you know, Kim and I, we will get in little arguments, and there's no cameras around. But we love each other at the end of the day. And she calls and checks on me, and I call and check on her. We see each other.
You have
other.
Like a sisterhood.
Yeah.
That's nice.
And
that's really nice.
Nobody else does.
Look,
I mean,
there was a time where Kyle and Lisa weren't even talking to each other.
They still don't like each other.
Right,
they hate each other's guts.
I've always liked Kyle. I've always gotten along great with her. You know, I Lisa Rinna's husband is really like best friends with my EP, my executive producer, so I've known them a while. But it's like, you know, in the New York, I know them all.
Yeah.
You know, like I know all the bad, the good, the ugly because of Jill, and I know all those girls. And Jersey too, and Atlanta. But, you know, I was the third show on the network. You know, Vicky, it was funny. I had a party in Chicago for Love Blows. We had the premiere, and Vicky was in town, and she's like, can I come? And I'm like, can you come? What are you
yeah,
doing here?
Of course.
She's like, absolutely. And she brought Kelly, and they came to my party. They stayed the whole time. She was so nice. She's like, I need an attorney. I need this. And I started giving her all my contacts because I share the contacts. I have no problem with that. I'm not one of those, like, you can't go to
no,
my manager.
No, you're like a girl's girl.
Yeah,
and because
yeah.
a lot of people are
yeah, they won't let
just,
you let
no,
anything.
They don't want
they're
to
like,
you
stay
anything.
Away from
the
my
guy,
street.
Oh, I don't know. I just woke up like this. I don't get Botox.
Yeah, no.
You're like, just tell me who does
I'm
your
like,
Botox.
Who's your person?
I know.
And Vicky came and we sat there and we were like crying in each other's arms because we were both like, do you remember how we were the only ones, me, Jeff, and Vicky were the only ones on the air and there wasn't this whole, you know, mothership of shows like, you know, Southern Charmed and Vanderpump and I Love
Below
the Deck.
I love that too.
Like,
so I want to do
I
like,
want to go on Below Deck.
I
want to
do like
a girl's trip.
Like do yeah. a castaway one where it's like all the housewives that are not housewives. Like the
that's
old
a perfect
ones, like
one.
Castaways, put them on there and see what
I'm
you
like,
know.
You
like,
get everyone. You
oh
get Kelly,
Taylor, get Claudia, Jill. Get, like, Jill wants crazy. To do it. I mean, I think I might get nauseous from the boat, so that's the only reason.
You have to take, like, you have to wear those sea bands, and you got to take boning.
But I mean, I'm afraid because I don't swim at all.
But they get off the boat. They go out. They go to the islands.
No, I'm obsessed with the show. I love it. I feel sorry for Kate.
I love the female captain. I'm into the female captain.
Oh, I liked her, too. I prefer the guy that's on it now. I don't know. I can't remember anyone's name.
Well, you know, the first one was All My Millionaires. That was the first episode. And they did it in Marina Del Rey. And the captain was Alex. That's my assistant.
Oh, I know. He
that's
asked
my
me
assistant's,
out.
Yeah, my assistant's best friend. But then they got rid of him. And I don't know why they got rid of Alex.
I don't know
Alex was the one who really drove the boat.
Yeah.
But it was All My Millionaires because they have to tip out. And so they needed people who had cash because otherwise you're not going to work.
But I like the badass chicks. What's her name? Kate? Kate?
She's crazy. Bisexual or something?
But who isn't?
I love her.
We've all been there, done
we've
that
all
for
that,
a
we've
second.
All, we've all tried done it. That street. Okay.
But in Hannah, is it Hannah? I love Hannah, the Australian one.
Yeah.
I love like the girls that are like, this is how it's done. We're going to do it. And
then he gets into it with the chef. And then she gets into it. What about the transsexual one? Oh my God. That
which
was
one?
There was a transsexual
one. Oh, no, I do know.
Yeah. She looks more feminine than a regular girl. I was like, whoa.
The one that came to visit her boyfriend on there. And there,
yes.
It was like, okay.
I was loving that. I love that he loved her so much.
And they were just like, exactly. Put it out there.
He was
like,
British. And
will
he was
you
like,
marry me? I'm like, oh my God.
This is a transsexual wedding. I'm going to love this.
No, that is one of my.
We had our first transsexual this season. But I did a makeover on her for Daniel from Bachelor in Paradise and the Bachelor's Bachelorette's Mingle. He knew from her voice. But in the beginning, he was looking at her because he picked the girl next to her at the table. And so I was like, damn it. You know, because I was trying to, I wanted him to fall in love with her because she was so beautiful. She was from my hometown, from Short Hills.
Oh, my God.
And I did a whole makeover on her. It was really exciting.
So my roommate slash, he lives with me sometimes. He's in Florida now, like, obviously hunkered down.
Is that your hairdresser friend?
Yes.
I know them.
He's transitioning.
Mark. No.
Yeah.
He was the first one to give
Jill.
Us tape extensions.
Yeah, I have him now.
My tape extensions. Thank you, Mark.
Yes. Wow. Well, Mark is now Mia.
Right. Wow, and I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And I know him. Wow.
Yeah, so she I'm so bad at saying
she. You have to put him on the show next season.
Yes.
Let's do that.
Like she, it's so weird. My kids have it down better than I do because when he's in town, she has a room in my house. And so now she's borrowing my clothes. And
she's in Delray?
She's in Delray Beach.
And didn't she have a salon with the other guy?
Yes, but that's
been
long done. Yes.
Yeah.
That's how I met Jill, is through them.
Right.
And she
was
always lovely.
That was the first time we ever saw tape and extensions.
Yeah. And they're they're honestly the best. They don't come out.
Your hair doesn't fall out.
But when you have to take them out to move them up, that rips all your fucking hair out.
Well, you have to do it. My makeup artist is my best friend and my hairstylist, so she uses a special secret. And Bellamy has the best tape and extensions.
Really. I have platinum seamless still.
That, I love Bellamy. Bellamy has a great system. Kylie Jenner has a line with them, and so does who's the eyelashes? Lily. Lily has them too. A line with them. Bellamy.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
We usually get a hair shop, but we do Bellamy now because Bellamy's. I like Bellamy's quality of the hair better.
I like the platinum seamless. It's just that when I go to move them up. To get these out because you can pull and rip.
Yeah, but you don't use them over and over again, do you?
No, you can.
Oh, we don't use them over. We go right to a new pack.
That's rich people problems, Patty.
Sorry.
The hair's still good. It's getting moved up.
My hair's really long.
But you still
long.
Have
it's
to take it
thickness.
Out.
See, my hair's really long. It's just for thickness.
Well, my hair's long too, but yeah.
I like need it for
thickness.
Because on camera, if you don't put like this va-va-va-voom, you look like an egg, you know?
I know, but I wish I had never started it, to be honest, because... I wish I had just done clip-ins and left clip-ins because
Lisa
now...
Lisa does clip-ins like that, I think.
She has a little beads.
I always watch everybody what they're doing in their hair because I'm obsessed. Because the only person on our show, in any of our shows, is Kyle has her own hair.
Yeah, Kim has her own.
And she can't curl it. She gets really upset Why doesn't it curl? Because it's not synthetic.
It's real.
Because yours is real, dude.
I will say her and Kim have great hair.
Yeah.
And it's annoying.
And Kenya says she has it too.
That's not true because I did Apprentice with her and she's a liar and she's
scary.
Oh,
good story on that one. So Kenya's hair is not real?
I mean, she has hair more so than a lot of girls, but she has, there's some help in there. She's got some friends.
She's got the friends. So it's Kyle and who else in Kim? Well, that's
Kyle and Kim.
Sisters.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, exactly. That whole family.
And Lisa's got to be real.
No.
Lisa's
Vanderpump?
No, Rena. Because there's short. Because it's thick. It's thick.
I feel like she wears a wig half the time.
Why doesn't she ever let her hair go? Because she's the most gorgeous face. I don't
understand
why.
I don't know, but when she did wear a wig once, because I made fun of her for having the same hair for 25 years,
Linda Danohair.
Yeah, she put like I was like, oh, but it's fine. It actually, I think it's the only thing that works for her.
She really, I don't think she likes
she
long hair.
She tried long hair, like a wig on after I made fun of her after we got in a fight. Stupid reality fight, didn't really mean anything. And it just didn't look right. I was
like Amber Rose. When Amber Rose put on a wig last week, I was like, didn't recognize her.
No, she is so beautiful with no hair and stunning. Like, everything's perfect. And then she had hair on and she looked average.
Yeah. She looked like just a regular girl.
I was like, there's so many of her running around LA. It's like, why?
But very few people can shave that head.
No one can shave a head and look like that.
No. Like a Kate Hudson.
Her Instagram is like, she'll do a video on Instagram and I'm half in love with her. I'm just like, that face, those teeth, that smile.
She's really sweet. She called me once to fix her up. She was super sweet. I really liked her.
She's gorgeous. But
we were going to put her on the show, but she's
no wigs. No wigs. Don't do it. I just feel like there's so many girls that are carbon copies of the next girl.
Right. Exactly.
Everyone's got the Celetica contacts. I tried to get some.
Oh, you mean the round lenses?
Yeah. Like the colored contacts.
Right.
And the big fake hair. And
what are you looking with blue eyes, though?
Well, I put only one in because the.
Or green because the green is.
It didn't work out for me.
Really?
Let's just put it that way. I had one in, so I had a
circle
gray
lenses.
Eye all day and a brown eye. And my kids are like, you look fucking crazy.
So you look like an alien, basically.
And plus, I have. Like very small Asian eyes, and the they don't come in sizes, so it's a big old blue thing, and it's like taking
up circle lenses.
Yeah, so it's like taking up my whole eye, so I do look legit crazy. So I'm like, and why am I doing this? Just because I'm bored, and it's like an accessory. And then I'm thinking, why do I want to look like every single girl everywhere I go?
Brandy Glanville Unfiltered will return in a minute.
Lifetime Movie Club, my favorite club. I love it. It's time for it, and you guys are invited to be in my club, the Lifetime Movie Club. If you want to stream Lifetime movies commercial-free, plus get new movies added every day, well, you can, and you can watch them on your favorite device anywhere and anytime you want. It is the ultimate destination for Lifetime movie lovers like myself. And right now, listeners of my podcast get 1 free month trial by going to lifetimemovieclub.com/Brandy. You'll get to watch movies like the remake of Beaches starring Idina Menzel. She can sing. And Nia Long, she's real pretty for a long, long time, which follows two friends from different backgrounds whose friendship spans more than 35 years, even though they don't even look at the 35 years old, through childhood, love, and tragedy. And maybe you'll have the courage, like not like me because I'm not going to, and I'm not going to see Mother either because I'm scared, to watch the creepy, scary movies I can't, like Girl in the Box. It takes place in 1977. A girl is kidnapped and kept in a coffin-sized box. Will she ever escape? I'll never know because I'm not going to watch it. I'm scared. It's creepy just thinking about it. So start your one-time free trial of the Lifetime Movie Club by going to lifetimemovieclub.com/Brandy. That's lifetimemovieclub.com/Brandy because then we can be in a club together. Duh. And I'm always in the cool clubs.
And now we return to Brandy Glanville Unfiltered. How fucking exciting.
Yeah, you have one. Your jewelry line, do you still have that?
That was only capsule collection for Bravo. We sold out. And actually, I just got my trademark passed, and I have a new purse line and some other stuff that's going to come out next year. We're working on it. Yeah, I loved my jewelry line. It was just a one-time, one-hit wonder. Like, I have to decide, like, how do we do this? Do we go QVC? Do we go to Target? Yeah. Like, I'm meeting with some branding people in New York. It's been rough because you get these crazy people calling you, and they can't execute.
You know? Everyone has the greatest ideas.
Yeah, and then they can't, like, execute, and they expect you to be, like, 24-7 for them. And you're like, dude, I have a job.
84.
Like,
right. Yeah.
So there's no managers in the business. Like, Nini's the only one that really has, like, Steven Grossman's a good manager because she also acts.
Yeah.
So there's very few of us that have, you know, Vicky asked me for a manager. And Bethany had a really good team. She had Brian at APA. Brian used to be one of my agents. So she had a good team where he's like, I know the guy that'll make the alcohol. I know the guy that'll make the protein bars. And then she was like, slam dunk. And she was early rather than later.
Well, now everyone's
doing everything.
Everyone has everything.
Like,
that,
you know, like you look at, you know, Adrienne, she's, although I loved her vodka. You know, everyone's got something that they're doing. Heather, everyone. And so the thing is, like, now I've got to decide what I want to do. But I own Je T'aime, which is a trademark, and it's basically in a lot of different categories. And then I own the Millionaire Matchmaker trademark, which now I really want to do a dating app. That's what I really
you
want
to do. You absolutely should.
That's what I'm doing, and I want to fix – I know what's wrong with the algorithm. I want to fix the algorithm. I know exactly how to fix it so that this whole thing is going to work now for everyone 18 to 80. I know exactly what to do. I spent 4 years –
Don't share it because then someone's going to steal it.
I spent 4 years studying this shit, and if anyone knows, it's me. So now I want to do, like, like my
I wanted someone, well, maybe within that we can do something together. Because I feel like there's something for divorcees.
Yes,
specifically,
absolutely.
And
getting
for
back in the game.
Single parents.
Getting back
because
in the game.
That is mm-hmm. such a hard thing. Like, that's why in my pictures on, like, when I was doing Tinder, mm-hmm. I had my kids in my pictures. Because it is such a big deal. Mm-hmm. And people are like, oh, you're over 40 and you have kids. No. Mm-hmm. So if you just put it out there right away and you weed out a lot of that. But it's almost, I want to say, I was embarrassed.
Yeah, but that's
that
like
sucks.
You all think
I don't want to do be embarrassed.
This is a mistake. Divorced people, male, female, straight, gay, doesn't matter. Anyone who gets divorced thinks they're a failure. And the truth is, you're the ones that committed. You took the risk. It's the ones that are over 40, 50, who've never been married, who really are going, why did the right person not show up for me and what went wrong? So I always look for divorced guys.
I want at least somebody who's been in a relationship, been divorced or
widowed,
or has kids. Yeah. Like
divorced, widowed. I like DILFs. Yep. DILFs are my sweet spot.
I don't know about the DILFs.
Dads I love to fuck who are divorced.
No,
with kids.
I love like that they have kids or divorce. It's like something that shows they can commit or have committed
like,
in the past.
And they've got consistency because they're going to be home at 7 o'clock, getting a dinner on the table for their children, or they're taking them to a ball game on Saturday and they're coaching. Like, I want a consistent man. Yeah. I don't want a man who's like, I never know whether he's coming or going. I don't like that kind of like, and I don't look for partiers because I'm not a partier. I'm more into spirituality and meditation
and Erwan.
Traveling and Erwan, which I love. My Erwan. Tony, I love you. He owns it.
Oh,
and Leslie,
funny.
One of my best friends, is the one who helped set him up, Leslie Vega. So it's like, yes. So I love them.
We want to find you a man. Like, so my a girlfriend of mine, Jennifer, not the one you know.
Oh, okay.
She's 40. She's gorgeous. She's successful.
Okay.
She is out of a 17-year relationship.
Wow. That's a long time.
Yes. And she's on, Bumble and all of that. And she's finding it really hard. But she also can't let go of her ex, who she swears
isn't.
That's
the first step.
That's what I said. Listen, honey, I love you and you have everything going for you, but I want to shake you because you can't be friends with your ex.
She's
right
going to compare
you break up.
Every man
Everyone.
To the ex. And
she's
so
like, he has to have light eyes and he has to be tall and he has to be.
I'm
like,
she's in their superficial
So you
phase.
Want, that's what I told her. I said, so you want your ex. But
a nicer version.
Yeah,
like, she wants the beginning version of the ex when she first
met
him.
Right, exactly. And so I want to shake her and say, what you're doing wasn't working, so you need to go a different route.
Well, the other thing is she could be going out, like dating like a smorgasbord, like a buffet, where you try all different sizes on of people from all different walks of life to get a sense of what she feels comfortable with. Because as long as she stays in X zone, she stays in X zone.
That's what I said.
She'll never get out of
it. I said, honey, like, you're stuck.
You'll be 60 and
right?
still looking.
And guess what?
That was the one that got away.
He's been fucking someone since the second you broke up. So he's like, she said they made out. I'm like,
okay,
no guy makes out and stops. But like,
who cares? He met someone else.
Yes.
He met someone else. I mean, the ex is a very hard spot to get over.
Yeah. That's the first part of it.
But the first part is to start to set boundaries. You got to set boundaries because if you don't set boundaries, look, time heals all. The more time you're away from each other and have less contact and just have the drop off for the kids and back and forth, the more time you're going to be able to give to someone else. But the more time you fill up your dance card with him and say, well, I'm picking the kids up for him that week because he couldn't make it, and I'm bringing over a casserole on Friday night and I'm doing all these things for him. And then it's like, you're still married, just living in two
different places.
Everything
that you used to do, you're just, he's getting to have sex with other people.
Right, there's no payoff for you, and you're living in two different homes, and
exactly.
You're still the wife.
Yes.
You're still the wife without the sex.
Right, and I always say, to my friends, I say, you need 2 years. You need two years to figure out who you are again.
I agree with you.
And to get back to you, to
Taking
be an individual, before you can say, okay, I'm ready to be in a relationship
again.
You know
what's also really good is getting a therapist who's not just one of those that just takes notes and says, okay, our 45 minutes are up. Getting a therapist that actually
has
been there, who is maybe divorced. This is what I would check out for. Somebody who's a family marriage therapist that specializes in that and knows that there are certain techniques that work for her patients to get you out of this attachment phase. Because it's an attachment phase.
Absolutely.
And you can't do this alone and then make that your support system.
You can't move on until you have to get rid of him. You have to, like, I always say,
purge.
Take the pictures out of your fucking frames, burn your underwear, get new lingerie, go out, paint your walls, resituate your furniture. So
some
it's
people
not
move
the same.
I don't
if you can afford to move,
I
fucking
I had
move.
A friend who got divorced in Florida, And she had terrible memories. They had a very bad ending. And she moved to Sarasota. And she was like, I got to move. And I said, I got to get out of this town. And she was in Fort Lauderdale. And I just said, Amy, you live in the most beautiful place in the world. What are you living for? And she goes, I can't. There's too many memories here.
It's too much.
And she left and moved to Sarasota. Started a whole new life. Can't be the happiest person dating a storm on JetSmart, flying to New York and L.A. and all these places. And living, her kids are grown. And living it up. And it's because she said, when I was stuck in that town, everything reminded me of him.
Yes.
And it was a bad ending, and he wasn't a good dude, and I just don't need that
and
memory.
And everywhere you went, everyone knew your business. It's a small, like I was in Calabasas, I had to leave. I went to Encino, it's not that far,
but it's still two towns, three towns, you were two towns away, so it's still like a different generation.
No, I don't
like
see the same people. Exactly, I don't go to the same nail salons.
Tell Humus Bar I say hi.
Who?
Humus Bar.
Who?
It's right by Billy's, my favorite clothing store in Tarzana. You're one.
Oh,
away.
I know where Billy's is.
Yeah, okay, so Billy's is my friend, and Hummus Bar is in the corner, the Middle Eastern place, best food in the whole wide world.
I do not.
To the sushi place next door.
Kushiyu, but
Hummus Bar, the bomb. Right,
okay,
the bomb.
I will try it.
Israeli best Jewish Middle Eastern food you'll ever eat.
My boyfriend loves
critical.
That, and I'm critical.
Just,
I don't know. I'll try.
I'm from New York, and I'm from Miami, and there's a lot of that. And you know, the Valley only has good Middle Eastern food. We don't have good any on the West
That's
Side.
That's true. Actually,
it's fake on the West Side. But the shawarma is off the chain, and Pita Kitchen is also really good in Van Nuys.
Look at you. Yeah, now, Kitchen. Next thing is
I'm
restaurant guide.
I'm going to give you a restaurant guide because we were. All
but can
over.
You eat those places? At those places when you're really healthy and like doing all
you
this
can eat
like
rice.
Gluten-free.
That's rice is gluten free. You can eat hummus. You can eat chicken shawarma. All that stuff. You just don't eat the pita.
Nice.
You can eat the pita in the lavash. I can't.
So now, tell me this really quick. So you were, is we part of E and Bravo?
No.
Okay,
we
so how did
AMC,
you end up moving from Bravo
we
to
We? Is the AMC family. We, it was a long story. We were in contract negotiations. I was getting an offer. It was a rough time. You know, Julianne had left. Nene had left. They were having problems with contracts. And Comcast kind of cut their budgets. And it was my highest rated season in history next to the New York season. There were different kinds of levels because, you know, the ratings were dropping overall in television because the cord cutters, 50%, were going to no TV and no cable. But as a season, like, I produced Cynthia and Kenya and Taylor, and it was one of the highest rated episodes. So, like, I felt good about the season. I met my showrunner. We formed a partnership in our business, and then we started contract negotiations. And they wanted things that I couldn't give them. I had a carve-out at ABC, I had a carve-out at a syndicated show, and I wanted to own the mark, which is my mark. I own the mark outright.
Yeah.
So they wanted the
a
mark.
Part of it.
And they didn't want to share it with me. And then we were going back and forth, and it got ugly. And at that time, Mark Juris fell in love with me, who's the president of WE, and he's like, I want to steal you. This is the moment I get you, because he has always been a fan of mine. He knows my agent. And he offered me a deal with my carve-outs and not touching my mark. And he wanted to change the show into a direction that I liked, which was getting deeper on the intervention side, which is the healing side. I wanted to stay away from the fluff and get more serious.
You need a little bit of both.
Right.
I mean,
it can't be all fluff.
I like the fluff, don't get me wrong, but I want to get
to
the core. Right.
And I was really hurt. I was really upset because Sherry, who's my person, is my VP at Levine at Bravo, I'm in love with. I'm madly in love. And I had a torn problem. They both offered me the offer. But they wanted – Bravo
Different,
wanted
right.
certain things. It was contract negotiation, and my agent like kind of advised me to go with WE. And I kind of was sad because it was leaving my hometown. Like, it was like going to a new place.
But you have to take care of yourself first.
But it was – so at the end of the day, we decided, and then they came back the next day and said, well, now let's work on it, and I already took the deal. So I keep that door open with Bravo. Frances found me.
Yeah.
She's the president of
all our networks.
She found me, Frances Berwick. She's, you know, she was the one who plucked me out of nothingness. I owe everything to her and Shari Levine. And I love everyone at Bravo. Jerry Leo taught me programming. I mean, the PR department, Jen, all those girls taught me how to do PR. It's like I learned so much at Bravo. So I want to keep the door open because I want to produce. So I'm really into producing right now.
I want to get into doing that as well.
That's why Randy and I are going to produce a show together.
I really want to be behind the camera as well. I mean, like, I wrote a bunch of treatments, and I kind of had a few meetings to pitch them. We'll talk about this off the air because I don't want to tell everyone everything I'm trying to do because it's a long story. But thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much. We have to wrap it up. I know. Thanks so much. But you know, overall, the bottom line, I'm producing. It's the funnest thing in the whole wide world, and you should have your own show, Brandy. And we're going to talk afterwards because it's time. We miss you on Housewives, and if it's not meant to be on Housewives, there's always a home for you. We just got to find it. That's it.
We will talk, Patty. Okay. You know I love you. Tell us what time the show's on.
Okay, so the show goes on. WeTV's on Friday night, okay? At 9 o'clock, I go on, and then my other show, Love Blows, goes on at 10 o'clock. For those in Chicago who need a show of their own, Love Blows takes place in Chicago. So you've got 9 o'clock, Million Dollar Matchmaker, 10 o'clock, Love Blows on Friday nights. On
Patty is killing it. Killing the game. Thank you so much for being here.
No problem.
Brandy Glanville Unfiltered will be back in a minute.
My favorite, True Car. Woo woo. When you're looking to buy a car, you want to make sure that you're getting the real pricing on actual inventory. Unfortunately, a lot of times that just is not the case. There's a lot of shady people out there. People configure cars online only later to find out, dun 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 dun, they don't exist. It's like that switch and bait. What is that? Bait and switch. Yeah, you throw something out there and then get them to the lot and they're like, that wasn't really there.
Right.
But here's one that you might like.
Yeah.
So that's not what we do at True Car.
No,
we're the opposite of that.
Yeah. Nobody dresses in a trench coat at True Car.
No.
Never trust a man in a trench coat with a hat.
Never.
Sunglasses.
Why would, yeah.
It's like an old shady 1950s bad guy.
Yeah, or an inspector.
Hey, come over here and buy a car. Or an inspector.
It could be. One of the True Car inspectors, True Car certified
maybe
dealers.
Maybe they're undercover True Car inspectors.
Yeah, maybe. All right, so we have to back it up on the not trusting.
Inception stuff. Okay.
Yeah. So with True Car, you get real pricing on actual inventory. The cars are there. This is not pricing offered by True Car, but pricing from an actual dealership. With a vehicle, and not just any dealer, but a True Car certified dealer who could be wearing a trench coat and hat.
If they're undercover.
Yes.
Yes.
This is a carefully curated network of dealers in trench coats that are committed to transparency and offering you competitive market prices. They could have outfits.
Yeah, I think you wear a suit, too.
Why not?
You're like a James Bond True Car agent.
No, I like the trench coat.
Okay.
So using True Car, you can easily find the car that you want, whether it's new or used. And next, which makes you even more comfortable, True Car will show you what other people in your area paid for the same exact car you're looking at, so you know that you're getting a fair price. There are over 13,000 True Car certified dealers nationwide. Wow.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of trench coats. It will work directly with a True Car certified dealer contact. Maybe a secretary.
Mm.
True Car users are more likely to enjoy a faster buying process when they connect with True Car certified dealers. True Car users save an average of over $3,000. That's a lot of
money. What could you buy with an extra $3,000?
That bag right there. It's Gucci.
That's a $3,000 purse?
Maybe.
Holy shit. I'm not supposed to swear on the ad copy.
Yeah. I'm fancy sometimes. When you're ready to buy a car, yes, not a purse.
Yes.
But when you're ready to buy a car, visit True Car to enjoy a more confident car buying experience, and some features are not available in all states.
Hey, everyone. Lillian Garcia here. Make sure you check out my new show, Chasing Glory with Lillian Garcia, every Monday on Podcast One. I'm bringing you the biggest stars in entertainment where we discuss their journey to fame. Dave Bautista helped kick off the show, and since then, we've had WWE superstar Samoa Joe and undefeated boxing champ Layla Ali. Many more of your favorite athletes and entertainers to come here on Chasing Glory. So hit that subscribe button and hang out with me every Monday.
All right. Well, that was so fun. It was like a catch-up session.
She's got her hands in a bunch of different stuff.
She is.
Owning it.
She's a boss bitch.
Yeah.
But what we need to do is find Patty Stanger love.
Right.
That's the one thing that she doesn't have her hands in.
She is always a bridesmaid, never a bride.
Think that she's so into fixing everyone else and finding that she forgets about herself a little bit.
True.
And she does have this whole they have to be taller than 6'2" thing, which it's LA. Most guys are short. Like that new guy in the booth, he's short. Yeah, he's got a beard and he's short.
Yeah,
I mean, he's not like short, but he's not like super tall.
That's our He's new. You just didn't know that he was here until
he
introduced
himself. I didn't even know the person that got fired was here.
They didn't get fired. They left.
That's what everyone says.
Okay, well, I think that does it. You have a child to pick up.
I do. So wish me luck, because I haven't slept, and it could get a little ugly.
And he was texting you during school.
This is the other child.
Oh, okay.
About how I got him the wrong binder and notebook, even though he refused to go to CVS with me to pick it out, because I don't know what to get, even though I got what he told me to get.
This is my life motto for people, especially people in the workplace.
Do it
yourself.
If you
don't give specific instructions, do not expect specific results.
Yeah.
So if you're like, I want this thing, and what you get back is like, well, I wasn't expecting it like this, you're like, I'm sorry.
Right.
Yeah. That's not my problem.
Tell me exactly what you want, which I got him exactly what he said, and it's not right. But he's 14, so I'm giving him a pass.
Right.
I was going to call him when we are in here and put him on the show, but because Patty got here on time, which most people don't, couldn't do it. But we'll do it next time.
Okay.
Even though he shouldn't have his fucking phone in school. All right. Peace out.
Thanks for listening to Brandy Glanville Unfiltered. Download new episodes at podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com.